This is Gary Thompson, and I'm here with Randy Abrams, and this is the Malware Report. Randy, recently one of our listeners had a question about a VPN. What is it? Why does it help? Does it help? And how do I go about installing one?
Well, yes, the question actually I think was started with the series on using wireless access points and hotel business computer centers and such. And it's a really good question. A VPN is a virtual private network. It's kind of like having a Dixie cup with the string between the two Dixie cups so that you have private communications, but with the internet. So the idea is that when you're on the road and you want to connect to your office, for example, all the information that goes between your computer and your office are private. So it's encrypted, kind of like spies using special codes, so that nobody else that's snooping on it can actually read it if they're able to snoop on it. Now, with respect to wireless access points and business center computers, a VPN doesn't help if you're using someone else's computer and there's a keystroke logger on it or a Trojan.
So if you borrowed someone's, would that be true? I know we have laptops that are checked out for people who are traveling. They don't necessarily own them. But I believe all of those are protected by our small company's VPN.
Right. If the laptop has not been compromised, assuming that it really belongs to the company and not some hacker that's installed malicious software on it, then the VPN's perfectly valid and perfectly good. If you're going to a hotel business center computer or a computer at an internet cafe, it's worse to use the VPN because to use a VPN, you have to use your domain, which is your business's network credentials, and now you've typed them into a computer that you don't know if there's malicious software running on. Oh. If you're using your own laptop or a company laptop, then a VPN can be helpful. However, there's a couple things to keep in mind. Typically, the way a VPN is set up, it's only going to encrypt the data going between your computer and your company. So if you go to do online banking and the bank isn't your company, that data isn't going to be encrypted between your computer and the bank via VPN.
Oh, really?
It should be encrypted with SSL, which is secure socket layers, the one that has a little padlock in Internet Explorer.
Right.
It should be encrypted with that, but the VPN isn't getting you anything there. Now, it is possible in some cases where a company will encrypt or VPN tunnel all the traffic between your laptop and everything once you're connected to the VPN. But even then, when it leaves the company and goes out to the bank or to Google or wherever else you're serving that isn't your company, it's no longer protected by the VPN.
So again, back to the Dixie cup situation, that's on the one end is your laptop, and on the other end are only those points within the organization that are protected by the VPN. I didn't know that.
Correct. So to use the Dixie cup analogy, if you connect to the VPN and all your traffic goes through the VPN to your company, but you go to a site outside your company, it's like someone on the other end of your company gets the message across the Dixie cup and then yells out, "Hey, Google, we want this information." It's no longer protected by the string between the cups.
Wow, that sounds like it also leaves the company open to bring malicious all kinds of things into the network. When you go back onto the VPN, is it possible that you then bring with you whatever you've picked up as you've been surfing other sites?
The VPN doesn't protect against anything coming in. It only encrypts what's coming in. So a VPN isn't security so much as it's privacy. I mean, to some extent, you can look at it as security because if you're typing in passwords and stuff like that across the VPN, it's encrypted, which helps secure it. But it's really more security because it's keeping it private. So a VPN doesn't stop malicious software from running. It doesn't stop malicious software from being transmitted. It only encrypts the communications to keep private things private between your computer and the computer at the other end of the VPN, which is normally a server for a business. Now, if you're not a business, there are some third-party solutions that end users can use. And they vary quite dramatically in terms of complexity and cost. At the low end of the system, and when I say low end, I don't mean it in a derogatory sense. I mean it really more in terms of both simplicity and the amount of coverage. There's okay. one called Hamachi, H-A-M-A-C-H-I, that's a free solution, and it's free because they want you to upgrade to their more extensive solution, but home users can use that pretty well and set it up, and they take care of a lot of the technical details, but you can connect your laptop to your home computer when you're on the road through a VPN.
Oh, I see. So you're just encrypting back to your home network, essentially.
Right, and if you're pulling files off your home network, that's really good. I mean, it's a valuable service.
Well, especially if it's a small small business or a Soho, small office or home office.
Yeah, you'll have to check the terms of service. I don't know if it's free for home use only or if it's okay for Sohos also. I haven't looked at that aspect of it, which is sometimes a factor. However, again, if you're going out to do a Google search, well, that information isn't encrypted between your home computer and Google. It may be encrypted when you go between your computer and the home computer. You'll have to check with Hamachi to see how the encryption works on that. So in terms of security for wireless access points, a VPN, for the most part, isn't going to do a lot for you. If you're talking to your company, then the VPN's great for that, and I highly recommend it for wireless connections. But if you're sitting at a Starbucks and just surfing the internet in general, a VPN really isn't going to buy you very much.
Hmm.
Now, if you're going to a website that asks for a password to log in and it doesn't use SSL, it's not an HTTPS site, then if you go through a VPN through your home computer even, between your laptop and your home computer, it's encrypted, and that helps with the wireless situation quite a bit, even though it's not encrypted once it leaves your home computer and goes out onto the web, because the odds are a lot less likely that someone's actually tapped into your hardwire landline that mm-hmm. goes back to your internet provider.
How difficult is it for a small business with maybe 10, 15, 20 employees to install a VPN?
You know, for something like that, probably a hardware-based solution that has a VPN included is going to be an attractive option. They have appliances that are called UTMs, Unified Threat Management. And in fact, ESET just partnered with Safe Protect, a French manufacturer of UTM solutions that incorporates anti-spam, NOD32 antivirus, and intrusion protection, intrusion detection, as well as a VPN into their solution. And that becomes a very cost-effective solution, especially since you can sign up for a service where they'll take care of all of the configuration for your small business. So if your business doesn't have the technical resources, either in terms of knowledge or in terms of bandwidth, then it's a very attractive solution that lets you set up a VPN and have it professionally managed by security experts.
Yeah, it sounds like that's worth it. I would imagine most smaller companies can't afford to have their own IT guy on full time, so that does make a lot of sense. While I may not be protected when I go to Google, what would I Google to get some of these companies? You mentioned Safe Protect was one. Do I put in UTM? How do I find these companies?
Well, that's a tricky proposition because when you get to Google, you'll get all kinds of results back, and you got to know the difference between the sponsored links and the ones that come up as a result of your search in terms of checking for data. The best bet really is generally to talk to knowledgeable people. I mean, you can go out and search for VPN. If you're looking for free solutions, and you might search for free VPN, things like that. It's difficult to give advice saying, go Google this when you're looking for security solutions. I mean, one of the things you might want to do is if you Google for VPN solutions, you're going to get a lot of hits on it, and you're going to want to do some other searches looking for complaints about those products as
right.
well as feedback from consumers.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, maybe we should suggest to our listeners that if they have specific questions for their business about VPNs, to contact you at
askeset@eset.com.
And then you'll be able to provide an answer. Terrific. Well, thanks very much, Randy. This has been very informative. And this is Gary Thompson and Randy Abrams for the Malware Report.